What's up, y'all? It's JLP, the host of Mastering Singlehood and Relationships Podcast, coming to you with this brand new episode. Hope all is well with you and your loved ones. And on tonight's episode, I really want to go ahead and declare this word over you. And it's coming from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 7 to 8. And I want to encourage you as well to go ahead and read the entire passage of Isaiah chapter 61. Now, so Isaiah chapter 61, verse 7 to 8, y'all, this is what it says. Instead of your shame, you will receive a double portion. Instead of disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance. And so you will inherit a double portion in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. In my faithfulness, I will reward my people and make an everlasting covenant with them. I want you to know that during this time, the people of God did not necessarily think that a double portion would come their way. But God, he saw them. He saw them in their despair. He saw them in their humiliation. He saw when, again, they felt very much so like things were not going to change on their behalf. But he stepped in and he declared this over his people. And, you know, the word of God tells us that, you know, this is one of the things that is impossible for God to do, and that is to lie. If God has declared this word over his people, it will surely come to pass. And I want you to know this, that it is God's will for you to rejoice in his goodness. God wants you to see his goodness. And I'm believing alongside you for you to witness the goodness of God in your life. But I encourage you as well that throughout this year of 2024, you will take that step to truly draw near to God, to truly, again, to seek him first, right? As Matthew 6 verse 33 tells us, seek ye first his righteousness and his kingdom, and all these things shall be added unto us. I know life is not fair at times. I know there are things that are out of our control. But one thing that I am just encouraging you to do and exhorting you to do, not just you, but myself included, I'm believing that we will grow deeper in God this year, that we will take more time, right, to be able to seek him while he may be found, to be able to really meditate on his word, not just meditate on his word, but take his word to heart and live according to his word, and let God know as well what it is that concerns us. Let God know as well that it is our desire to be able to tell of others of his goodness. It is our desire to be able to praise him. Again, not just to praise him for blessings, but to praise him to know that, again, he is the one that has kept us. He is the one that sustains us. And he is truly the one that is able to give us everlasting joy. Do you feel, again, still as though you're not joyful right now? Do you still feel as though you're hopeless right now? I want to, again, remind you that it is God's will for you to be full of hope, full of joy, full of faith. Whatever emotions that you see that is coming your way that are not, you know, faith, that is not, you know, you having hope for a better future. I want you to know that that is the plan of the enemy. Those are not God's plans for your life. God's plan for your life, again, is for his ultimate purpose and plan to come to fruition. One of the things that I want to go ahead and do before I let you go on tonight's episode is that I want to declare that there would be no more delay. Whatever it is that the Lord has declared for your life, may it come to pass. I pray against that mountain of delay. I pray against that mountain of confusion. I pray that against that mountain of you being so close to receiving what God has for you, and for whatever odd reason, something comes your way and blocks it from happening for you. I'm praying that this year of 2024, you will have everlasting joy. I'm praying and believing that God would again give you a clean slate, that God again would show you that he is the one that is the author of your life. He is the one that is in control of your life. Even when you feel heavy burden, right? Like when you feel heavy with things that it seems beyond you, it seems bigger than life, that such things, they're nothing for God. You know, God is greater. Like we said in the previous episode, Jesus is greater. And when we understand that he is greater, we understand that there's nothing that, you know, can keep us, right, from literally living out the will of God in our lives. And when we find ourselves, again, feeling discouraged, we still have hope because we know that Jesus is our strength, that Jesus is our Redeemer, and He is even making intercession for us today. I praise God right now, guys, because again, I feel that the presence of God is near. He is with us, and it is His will, for us to be at peace. It is His will for us to see His goodness. It is His will for us to attain everything that He has ordained for our lives. I rebuke right now any lies from the enemy. I rebuke right now whatever it is that was weighing you down. I rebuke whatever negative thoughts that have tried to cause confusion in your mind, that has tried to cause you to doubt the word of God. I rebuke those things right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I ask for God to again remind you of His will, remind you of His purpose and plan for your life. And I'm praying that as this month of February draws near to an end, that you will again see that the Lord is faithful and that the Lord, He is an on-time God. I'm praying that you would not give up, but that you would continue to stand on the promises of God throughout this year of 2024. I'm believing alongside you that God, He will come through in a special way in your life. And this is not for you to boast in yourself. This is not for you, to kind of say like, you know, you did this all by yourself. No. This is for God's glory to be evident in your life. And this is for you as well to know that truly the God that we serve, He is in every detail. He sees us, He knows us, He cares for us, and He wants us to be victorious. He wants us to be blessed. Amen. And so I pray again that you will indeed see this scripture come to pass in your life, that you will have everlasting joy as your portion, and that instead of shame and instead of what the enemy, right, wanted to be the result in your life, instead of that, you will see God's double portion. You will see God breaking through in your life. You would see God removing that mountain, right, of despair, that mountain of setback, that mountain of delay, and God will truly show up in your life in a way that only He could have done so. And so I pray that you guys are greatly encouraged by this episode. Let me know as well, how can I be praying for you in this season? Please go ahead and reach out to us via our email. My email is jlpnetworks1@gmail.com. I would love to be able to truly to just come into agreement and pray for you indeed in this season. God is so good, y'all. Do not give up on God. Never stop trusting in God. Never stop seeking His face. Never stop again believing and standing upon His promises. Because our God is faithful. Our God is great. The devil is a liar. He's already defeated. Hang in there, because God, He is listening to your prayers. And truly, He is about to show up in your life, and you will give Him all the glory. And remember, y'all, all things are possible with Christ Jesus. Until next time, peace out. Take care.